other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
CNN has the headline, majority of Americans reject swine flu vaccine, believing it's dangerous. Fox News headline has a similar statement. Also, update, doctors say most Britons reject swine flu vaccine. That's a Reuters headline. And I was driving down the road listening to Fox News National on KLBJ yesterday, and I couldn't believe what I heard. They didn't just say we want you to take three flu shots a year now. They said every year you've got to take the swine flu shot from now on. So, see, I mean, it's just going to be hundreds of shots they try to push on us. That's coming up as well. I'm going to cover it all with George Humphrey. He's an economist. The economy first, then swine flu, the police state. I'm going to go through a bunch of news I've got and get his take on it. Going back to Ted Anderson here briefly. Ted, I feel so good when my head hits the pillow at night that we support our operation, fund getting the truth out by selling high-quality water filters that I use, by selling high-quality storable foods that I use, by we also promote firearms. We don't sell any, but I do want to get some firearms sponsors. We have some firearms training sponsors. We fund the operation, from the tiny markup in competitive gold sales you have. I just feel so good in all the emails and letters I've been getting the last few years going, thank you. I bought gold when it was 600, and I've made, almost double my money back. And other people going, I've quadrupled my money. I bought it at 270. I mean, I feel so good not being a con artist like the mainstream media telling people to buy, General Motors stock like they were saying to do 3 years ago. Don't you feel good being right and being a trailblazer and being on the cutting edge, Ted, before it was cool?
Yeah, it is. It's nice to be on the right side of the market. You know, when you can see a collision coming and when the market's not actually acting like that, everybody thinks you're a fool. But then when time goes on and you get to be proven right, look who's really a fool. I mean, the people who think that they can trust this government and its minions that control it, the central banking institutions across this world, I mean, where do you think, where are you coming from? Obviously, it's a bad deal if we as citizens of the United States of America have to borrow money just to have it for commerce. That means that if we're more successful and we work harder, we're going to go further into debt. How can you
ever
expect?
That's how the Federal Reserve set it up. To make us dependent, and it's designed mathematically, all the top economists we've had on have documented, I'm going to have George talk about this when we come back, it's designed mathematically to impoverish you. It is designed to transfer wealth. There is more debt than there are real assets, and it's all done out of fraud. I'm sorry, folks, you got to protect yourself with gold and silver. Ted, people didn't listen a month ago when you had $900 gold when the market was at $1,000 and you were selling it for $100, less than what the market was. They didn't listen when it went above $1,000. They better listen now before you run out of gold you got in the market at $1,050 with it now $100 over that. The best deal you ever offered was 2 days ago. It was at $1,030-something bucks. That's the gold you bought in the market was $130. Under in the market what it was trading at, and now it's at about 100. I mean, you cannot beat this type of deal. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And, again, it's just very, very exciting that so many people did listen to us, but I feel sorry for those that didn't, Ted.
Well, I do too. I mean, there are a lot of people that have a great success stories in gold and silver, obviously, at this point. And I'm glad to have them as customers, and I also want to thank them for supporting us because it helps bring the Alex Jones Show to a much greater venue. So,
800-686-2237. The brokers are getting exhausted after months of the phones ringing off the hook, but they'll be there again till midnight central tonight. 800, or I'll come keelhaul them, 800-686-2237. Great job, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
George Humphrey, straight ahead, in studio. Look forward to that.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator.
Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get three bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
George Humphrey is our guest for the balance of the hour. He popped by the office last week to get some more copies of Fall of the Republic, my new documentary film that he's a big part of, one of our economists that we have in there, breaking the facts down. I think we have three economists in the film, and you're one of the most informative. And I said, why not just come in for most of an hour next week? And we're very honored to have him with us. He is a degreed economist, very successful businessman, former Austin City councilman, author, filmmaker. And he's been somebody fighting the New World Order longer than I have been. He's been fighting it, 18 years or so? 2 years before I got on air, 14 years ago, I'd met George at some functions and events when I was just trying to understand what was happening. So he's been certainly a mentor to me, helping me along, and we've all grown together. George, it's great to have you here.
Oh, as always, as I said last week, it's an honor to be here. And you know what? Not only is it an honor, it's fun to be here. It's fun to be at the center of the storm. It's fun to be fighting the good fight. It's fun to be making new friends. It's fun to be talking about the truth. It's fun to be working for a better world and a better America and a better family and a better self. And so thanks a lot for letting me be here.
Well, George, it's awesome having you here with us. I want to cover a lot of subjects because you're knowledgeable on them all. And, of course, you've done your own local TV show here as well and done a lot of radio, so you can speak on all these issues. First off, as an economist, can you explain to people how fractional reserve banking works in a nutshell, how more debt is created than physical assets, how this financial engineered system is the key to the globalist power because they control the issuance of currency and credit?
Well, we'll boil it down to about 1 minute. And what you need to remember is the initials OTA, OTA, out of thin air. And back in 1776, Rothschild, together with when he started the helped start the Illuminati, they realized that by creating fractional reserve banking, is that they could convince the people of the nation to put in their gold and silver and assets and give them a script or a piece of paper that said that they had it. And then they would make loans based upon this script. Now, as time went on, the reserves that were backing the deposits got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, our founding fathers were very, very hip to this, each and every one of our founding fathers. That's why they put in Article 1, Section 7 and Article 1, Section 9, that our banking system had to have gold and silver as a backing. It was to be controlled by the public, and that money was supposed to have real value and not just be a commodity. And, of course, this has been the central fight within our nation from 1776 through today, and Washington and Jefferson and Madison and Thomas Paine all talked about it. And then John Quincy Adams talked about it. Andrew Jackson talked about it, and they tried to assassinate him five times. Abraham Lincoln came
in. This has always been the main threat to our country.
This is the number one threat, because whoever follow the money. When I first got elected on the city council, I think it was I forgot who it was, but they came into my office and he said, always follow the money. And this is in little bitty Austin politics. And so when you wanted to find out what was going on, and I got very hip to that very quick. Always follow the money, because that is the way the puppet masters control us, through the money, number one. And so then through Abraham Lincoln and McKinley and Ford and then up to John F. Kennedy and now to Dr. Ron Paul, we are all talking about the discrepancy between what the Constitution says and where we're supposed to have a currency, a banking system that's controlled by the people, backed by gold and silver, a hard currency, versus what we have, which is the Federal Reserve Banking Act. And, of course, as all of you know by now, it's not federal. There's no reserves. And it's
hey, George, that's a big deal. 10 years ago, you couldn't say, as you all know. Now, in major polls, 75 to 80% know it's private, want it abolished or audited. I mean, we've had a complete flip. I mean, what, 10, 15 years ago, maybe 5% of people knew? Now, I mean, look, we've had huge success. Thank God.
I am so glad you brought that up, because 15 years ago when I talked about this, I had to speak it with a very hushed voice and show all the numbers and show everything, and people's eyes would get real wide. You're saying there's nothing behind our money system. The Federal Reserve is not a government agency. And now almost everybody knows it. The people at Starbucks, the people at Walmart, people are hip to this. And we have to thank you. We have to thank Dr. Ron Paul and the hundreds of thousands of patriots all around this country.
The real power, the real credit goes not just to the leaders fighting this, but the people that have been person to person with the books, the films, the events. They have. It is the people.
Exactly.
And that's the reason the establishment hasn't just killed us. You know, 20, 30 years ago, they would kill people.
Absolutely.
We're talking about this. They would kill Congress.
What was the fellow's name? Larry McDonald. He got whacked in 1981.
Well, they would kidnap congressmen and senators' kids and kill them if they spoke out. But the point is, now that the idea is out there and that ideas are bulletproof, they're having a big problem. Early on, they knew they could shut it down and they could just get the few people quiet.
Right.
But now it's too late.
Yeah. The cat's
because
out of the bag.
Out of the bag, yeah.
Yeah. And so people are getting more aware. And being aware that money is the way of control, and that the Federal Reserve, controlled by whatever you want to call these rascals, whether you want to call them the cabal, the plutocracy, whether you want to call them the Illuminati, the power elite, these people are in separation consciousness. They're in fear, and they're manipulating and controlling. They're the pirates, and there's always been pirates. And we got to get that through our heads. The people who control our banking systems and control our government are one and the same. and they are manipulating and milking this economy for everything that they can. And they are creating, and it's not money. They're not creating, don't use the word money. They're creating debt-based currencies.
And debt obligations. Our currency is debt.
Yes. And it is absolutely the biggest mathematical scam you can get. And it's like the hockey stick. If they charge two or three, if the spread is 2 or 3%, at first the difference between the loans and what is owed is very small. But incrementally, and that's one thing that the Illuminati always does, is that they've worked incrementally and that patiently as time goes on, that debt based upon other debt continues to go up. And so now it's going up like a hockey stick, and the actual debt on the debt is getting as big as the equity itself. And remember, with fractional reserve banking, this money can never be paid back. Let's say we cut back all government spending and all taxes went to paying off the debt. It is still mathematically impossible to pay off the debt. And of course, we're not going to stop spending. We're not going to stop creating debt. As I heard Dr. Roberts just speak, and he was an incredible guest, and I really give you a lot of credit for having him on. He was saying, as we were talking about last week, this year's federal budget debt is 400% greater than the year before. That is absolute incredible insanity. You can't get out of debt by digging the hole deeper. You can't do it.
And it's made up debt to the private banks.
Of course it is. And all this money and is going.
Here's the question. We're approaching an end game here.
Yes.
What do you think the time frame? You know, a few months ago, filming Fall of the Republic at your house, we were standing around the kitchen drinking tea, talking about time frames, whether it's going to be inflation or whether it's going to be depression, what's going to happen with the currency. How do you see this unfolding?
Okay, first of all, we have to learn from history. And in 1989, a very similar situation hit Japan. And they had financing vehicles that were very similar to our derivatives. And they crashed. And yet the ruling class of Japan would not flush those out of the system because they were protecting the ruling class. Now, Japan is the most productive nation per capita
in the
world.
Difference. They have just glistening industry, incredibly hardworking, focused people. So you give us the same recipe, but with our big welfare state and laziness, we're dead meat.
Yes. And Japan, in the period of time since 1989, their amount of monies that they have spent from their federal government trying to fix this situation has been approximately equal to what we're doing right now. And Japan, even though they're one of the world's leading exporters, they're incredibly technologically advanced. They have had 20 years of recession. The Nikkei was at 39,000. It's 9,000 right now. The real estate boom has gone down. And I go to Japan all the time. I'm going to be going there shortly. And it's an amazing place. These people work. They're educated. And they're focused on creating money. And they've been going for 20 years. And they're still in the hole because all of the money that they're producing, all their profits, is going to pay the interest on their derivatives. It's called the Japan syndrome. And so we are in a very, very similar situation
but
here.
Worse.
But worse. And what is even what I consider to be worse is the quality of the consciousness and the energy of the people in this country. We used to be the most hardworking, self-sufficient, freedom-loving, honest people in the whole country, in the whole world.
And we're making generalizations. We're not saying everybody's bad.
Yeah, right.
It's just that you go out there, we're a lot of demonic goblin people. I mean, there are a lot of really evil people.
And I'm glad you said, you know, sometimes, you know, in talking about this stuff, you know, there are many good people.
We've aborted 51 million babies. And the CPS kidnaps a million kids a year.
If you take a look at the situation.
We've got a break, George. We're going to come back and go over this, get into the flu, get into the police state. U.S. military employees' counterinsurgency strategy in California City. Stay with us.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
George Humphrey's our guest. We're going to take your calls coming up in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. I'd like to respect our guests and direct questions or comments at George. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I'm going to say today, first-time callers, we're going to wipe the phone board right now or go through the calls and ask if they're first-time callers because I want to give some new people a chance. 1-800-259-9231. George, you were trying to make a point before we went to break, but I wanted to make this point. It's a double-edged sword. Not only for 15 years have I been speaking out, or 14 years on air, you 18 or more, and many others for decades, like Ron Paul, 30-plus years. It takes time to do this, The globalists love to give us an instant gratification society where we expect everything instantly, but they understand the power of taking their time. So that's why we need to counter them with that, knowing that we're not going to see instant results when we do something. It takes time to go out and bounce around and grow. It's like seeds. It's like growing a crop.
Right. Absolutely. And the question is that every one of us has a choice in front of us. We all have a choice. Do we actually believe that freedom and sovereignty and the highest values of the Constitution are something that are positive for our nation, for our community, for our families, and for ourselves? And most people will go, oh, yeah, yeah, of course it is. But is this something that is freedom and sovereignty for ourselves and in the coming future important?
Because you and Jaron, the head producer, were talking during the break. He was saying, oh, all his friends know the wars are for money. Everybody knows the banks are raping us. Well, we shouldn't just take this like a crack whore being beaten.
Exactly. And this is part of the massive, massive mind control. And this is just not words, is that the Illuminati or the power leader, whatever you want to call these rascals, have created the most amazing and the most subtle mind control at every different level, physical, emotional, spiritual, electronic, at all different levels to interrupt our chakra system, to interrupt our endocrine system, to interrupt the way that we as human beings are able to intellectually process information.
And that's what all the globalists, that when we cover this in Endgame, they admit they're poisoning us, they're poisoning our food and water to make us more easily controlled.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, in 1942 through 1945, both Uncle Adolf Hitler and Uncle Joseph Stalin were putting fluoride into their concentration camps because fluoride is a thyroid inhibitor.
And that's in a Pulitzer Prize winning book. That came out in Nuremberg. That is not a conspiracy.
Of course. This is... fact. And it's been fact for 50 years.
And they do it here, and the local media likes to laugh and feel like they're part of the establishment. And even though we've got probably 100,000 Austinites awake and we're all over the country, we can't get it out of our water.
Yeah. And so massive amounts of fluoride. And fluoride they started putting in the water in the late 1880s because the aluminum industry had nowhere to put their toxic waste, and they cooked up these false studies to show that would protect teeth, which is absolute BS. And every independent study has shown that fluoride does not protect teeth. And what's really important, of all the water that goes through the city water, less than 0.5% of the water that goes through the taps is actually taken in and used for drinking water. And so this whole concept is absolutely silly. So let's say that fluoride really did help tooth decay, which it does not. There's better ways, topical ways of
using it. It gives you fluorosis. It causes bone cancer. But let's just say it's good. Why don't they say do it topically? No, we're going to put it in the water.
Because
now they're using it as a pesticide on crops.
And for years,
it kills bugs, but we're going to drink it.
And for years and years and years, back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, the number one ingredient in rat poison was fluoride. And so
you can still buy it where it says fluoride on the back.
It's
Decon rat poison.
And so not only are we interrupting our thyroid, because all the endocrine system, and if you hear the concepts of chakras, the way human beings connect within their own conscious development.
The electrical system in the body.
Exactly. And our pituitary is being messed up with aspartame. The chemtrails are coming in. And
MSG.
MSG.
Mercury. What about the media saying there's no mercury in the flu shot when it's on the inside?
It's Tamiflu, which is even more toxic than mercury is. I mean, you know, they changed the name.
It's a hyper form of mercury.
It's a hyper form of mercury. And the second most toxic element on the charts after, you know, plutonium and uranium is mercury. And what mercury does is it inhibits the ability of the synapse to send messages. And so when people start getting mercury in their system, which almost every person does now at different degrees, you start having larger percentage of ADD, attention deficit disorder, and
obesity. Stay there. We're coming back. Long segment. We're going to cover it all. George Humphrey is our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. from 3 p.m. Central. I'm here live. George Humphrey's our guest. By the way, I want to just point out that he has made several documentary films and written a bunch of books. 911, The Great Illusion by George Humphrey is an easy, quick read. It's a color booklet full of photographs and diagrams and graphics. This is one of the best books, and we sell these right at cost. I mean, these are super inexpensive. I forget what they are, like $5, $4 or something. We've got his film, 911, The Great Illusion. It's excellent. So, again, it's all available at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. He's also a big part of our new film, Fall of the Republic. And here's some posters for you, George.
Well, thank you very much. And as I told you, I'm going to frame this rascal. It's beautiful, and put it in my office. And again, I was in the Obama deception and enjoyed that. And the Obama deception, the quality of the production was incredible, and the Fall of the Republic is the professionalism that this is presented in is even better. So, clearly I'm biased because I'm in the movie, but it's worthwhile.
Well, you do a great job breaking it down, so please visit the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. Before I go any further, I do want to tell you about a couple of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. One of them is Ecola Blue. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Acola Blue, with the Acola Blue 28 machine will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7-stage filter process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you are drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride we spend so much time talking about here on the radio broadcast. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on their website, acolablue.com, or by clicking on their banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or give them a call today at 800-691-6043. And continuing with one other sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com is non-GMO, non-hybrid. They have fully organic lines as well. They have different food lines for all different sorts of special diets that people are on. They have 3-day, 7-day packs. It's all dehydrated, so it's very easy to carry. The meals are 50% bigger than most other companies. It tastes great. eFoodsDirect.com. Everybody should have storable food so you're not dependent on the system. This is insurance you can eat. eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own food, you have your own bread. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, George, I want to go through a bunch of subjects with you and then take some calls here while we have you today. On the subject of militarization of police, they're everywhere. They're giving people tickets for no reason. They're taking people's kids without due process. The CPS, the taxes, the bureaucracy, the state taxes, the international taxes, California and Oregon passing carbon taxes, the carbon tax. I have an article here from PrisonPlanet.com that has links to mainstream news, the Washington Post. U.S. military employs counterinsurgency strategy in California City. Former Special Forces Colonel says violence hit town is a laboratory as Washington Post advocates nationwide implementation of troops on the streets in America. This is really happening. I mean, this is real bona fide tyranny. Your take on that?
Well, as they say, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is just a fact of life. And as the power elite, those who are in separation consciousness, those who are in fear consciousness, realize that the internet and the consciousness of the people is increasing more and more, and the people like Alex Jones and myself and Paul Craig Roberts and the hundreds of thousands of other patriots around the country who are working for a better, freer, sovereign nation and world right now are getting the message out, and getting the message out very effectively. These people are freaking out, and the first thing that they think of is getting a bigger stick, trying to knock us down, trying to hit us, trying to control us. And, of course, the police departments are the main place. Now, most of the cops don't know what's going on. Now, when I was a city council member, we still had peace officers. We had peace officers, and we had policemen that were there for the people of Austin. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't that long ago that police officers and peace officers wore blue and the sheriffs wore brown. And now they're all in black. I see that Maryland is just, not Maryland, but Massachusetts, which is supposed to be the home of the most liberal people in the country, now have got all their police officers in all black.
And they were in the news. The police chief said this is to intimidate
you. And it's like a Praetorian Guard. And again, history tends to repeat itself. And just like the Caesar, when it went from a republic to an empire, they created the Praetorian Guard. And the Praetorian Guard, of course, all wore all black. And that is a psychological way to create fear. And all of this is a choice between fear and love, between separation and coming together. And this, you know, as I've said 1,000 times, this is bigger than just an economic or a political or a cultural war. This is a time for each and every one of us to make a choice. It's a time of spiritual choice, whether we're going to live in unity consciousness and cooperation and be sovereign and free and love ourselves and our family and our world and the good things that government can bring, such as the Constitution, or whether we're going to close our eyes and we're going to listen to these rascals and all of their lies and everything that they're saying to us ABC, CBS, NBC, Time, Newsweek, you know, every place. It's all propaganda to create fear so that...
Well, George, there's no longer any doubt. I mean, if there was a checklist of 30 things that are tyranny, they've double-checked everything. It's now admitted, and this started decades ago, but that almost all TV is government paid for, and they're writing the scripts with all these messages of tyranny. It's
including NPR, and for all my good liberal friends,
oh, it's the worst.
Still listen to NPR. Wake up! It's the worst. Just because they say it with kind of a sweet,
a loving, voice, a song,
it's
hypnotizing.
It makes me physically ill to listen to those hypocrites. Physically ill. And I'll tell you what.
Look at Obama expanding all the wars.
Your first movie on this, the Obama deception, you got to underword the word deception, because this guy, even though he's the most incredibly charismatic person who's been on the scene for the last 50 years, it's all about deception, deception, deception. Every single one of his promises, as you have pointed out again and again and again, he's gone 180 degrees apart. And I still see my friends who are, oh, Obama, Obama. And so I say, well, do you support the war? And they kind of shake a little bit. And most of them run off because they know that there's going to be an intelligent discussion, because they're cognitive dissidents. And remember this term, cognitive dissidents. And it's something that we all have, is that we invest our time, energy, or money in a concept, is that when we find out that that concept is not right, psychologically we create barriers and fight against that. And that's what's called having an open mind and listening. And every single point that Obama made on the campaign trail, as you have so eloquently pointed out and so factually pointed out, he's gone 180% against it. He is so far more of what is classically called a fascist than even George Bush. And people say, well, you're just a Republican. And 4 years ago, they were saying, you're just a Democrat. You know, we're neither Democrat or Republican. We are American citizens who believe in the Constitution. This is not a question of right or wrong, you know, right or left. It's a question of right or wrong. Do we want freedom? Do we want truth? Do we want a better America? Or are we going to be asleep?
Well, the American people have not been taught in the last 30, 40 years what tyranny is. And so they're told, here's freedom, but it's really tyranny. And then they tell the public, that those of us that are for freedom, that we're the bad ones. I mean, I've had Salon and all six of George Soros' big publications and the New Republic and the ADL and CBS and the Jerusalem Post all in the last day come out and say, no longer are they just ignoring me or making fun of me or just attacking me. They're now saying, we got to shut this guy up. He's dangerous. And the reason they're now saying this is they're watching our growth curve.
Yeah. And the thing,
but it's going straight up. And I say to them, I am trying to be loving. I know they're wrong. I know they're abusive. I know they're hurting my country. I know they're involved in evil. And I'm telling them now, and I'm going to look at them right now and tell them, you're in the wrong. You know you're bad. You know you're lying. You know you're using duplicity. You know the New World Order is real. I mean, the ADL and CBS wrote articles saying, I'm this big liar. I say they're setting up a world government. I mean, it's all over the news. Earlier on the show, I went over a bunch of mainstream. I mean, look at this. Financial Times of London. This is one of thousands in the last year.
Yes.
And now for world government. And this article says, we've lied to you for your own good. We're taking over. It's authoritarian. These are quotes. Here's another one. In here, I've got the New York Times, Ban Ki-moon, coming out and calling for world government and world taxes. This is what I'm saying, George.
Mm-hmm.
What is the ADL and CBS doing? What is Salon doing when they come out and say it's a conspiracy theory, there's no mercury in the shots when the insert says it? What are they doing when they say there's no world government when it's simultaneously being announced by mainstream media as a good thing? It's almost like they want to destroy themselves. I mean, do they understand, or are they so arrogant and they think it's 20 years ago and people just bought whatever they said?
Well, it's ad homily. What they're trying to do is they're trying to go after you as a person. And I know you. And for people who listen to Alex for the first time, and we've all gone through our Alex initiation. Alex rants and raves, and he shouts, and he raises his voice. And so many people say, I can't stand, he's just too intense. And I just say, listen to him for a week. And kind of listen.
Well, I don't want to talk about me, but
listen to what I'm saying, because this is important. And Alex, not only is about 98% of what he's saying, if not 100%, right on accurate, that you won't get on CBS or NBC or whatever, which is information you need to know. But he also has a heart of gold. As gruff and as grump as he sounds, he's a great guy. And what's more important is that for all the time I had my television show, I would invite hundreds of city officials, newscasters, people to come in and not debate, but just have a discussion about this. And I know you've done the same thing. And you would invite the top newscasters of CBS, NBC, of the ADL to come in here and just have a discussion and share back and forth. But they won't do it. They won't come and have an honest
discussion. They have to dehumanize you.
And so instead of as human beings talking about our point of view and
discussing. They want to separate everybody.
Of course.
And it's all about, that's why Chris Matthews and the folks on CNN, not just MSNBC, they have that talking point. That if you say, I don't want socialist health care, they go, why are you a racist?
Yes.
Obviously, it's illogical. It has nothing to do with that. They are invoking racism. They are the racist. They are the people using it as a political weapon.
And I'm sure that you would invite Chris or any of these.
We have. Yeah. We've called them all.
You'd say, just come on down. Look, we're just going to, and we don't even have to debate. You can have your say. I'll have my say. No fighting back and forth. And let the people decide. But you know what? You've been doing this for years and years and years, and they won't do it because they've got something to hide. They've got something to hide. And so, folks who are listening, the people who are listening to this message right now, you are the power. If each and every one of you today can go out and talk to one person about this and plant some seeds.
Well, tell them about Gandhi, because you know he has those quotes. He went around for 20 years just teaching people they had power, and then suddenly it all imploded.
Yeah, and I go to India almost every year, and I study in India, and Mahatma Gandhi is my – I've been to his home. I've read him for years and years and years. And he was a very, very bright man. He went to Oxford. He got his law degree. He went down to South Africa. He was very wealthy down there. But when he came back to India, there's about 350 million people living in India and about 300,000 British. And the British were in complete control of the Indian subcontinent, which at that time also included the nations of Pakistan,
Kashmir,
and Kashmir and the whole area. And 300,000 people were the sahibs of the whole nation because they had convinced the intellect, not the intellect, but the minds of the Indian people that they were beneath them and that the English were more powerful. And Gandhi came back and he realized that this was a fight for the minds and the hearts of the Indian people. And so he showed through example, through love, through his dedication, and he would go to village, and the most important thing he said is that the seed of God is in the heart of every man, woman, and child, and that he was there to show through example that we could nurture the seed and that we were divine, sovereign beings, whether we were white, black, Asian. And when he got the Indian people to understand that they had value, that they had intellect, that they had rights, and his main thing was to get the British out still as friends. He didn't see them as enemies. He saw them as opponents about, and he realized that they had wrong thinking. And he did this through hard work and through peace. And you know what, folks? We can't beat the Illuminati right now with guns. We've got to do it with intellect.
They want to make it a physical fight.
Yes.
Now, at the same time, we should defend ourselves.
Of course.
And what Gandhi had something to say about that.
And absolutely. Gandhi was no coward. Gandhi was a man.
Well, he let him beat him up all the time.
He was a man's man. But he would say that it's better for a person to go to war and fight and die for their country than to be a coward and hide under the banner of nonviolent civil disobedience.
Well, it's, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run.
Yes.
You got to know when to play your cards. I mean, at points where there's police and they're just peacefully protesting,
yes,
let them beat them up in front of people.
And
because that then shows people. But at the same time, if they're rounding up people in villages, taking them to FEMA camps, you got to defend yourself.
Absolutely. And for example, when what was going on in Russia was happening in the Ukraine, when Stalin was just decimating the Ukraine, Gandhi was very clear that it was important for those people to stand up and fight. He was no coward. And we encourage you not to be cowards, to see this thing as clearly, crystal clearly as possible. These people care not one iota about your freedom or your life. And so you need to protect yourself on all different fronts.
But by don't be cowards, get involved, speak
exactly
out. You're not going to be able to physically fight if you can't even talk to your neighbor about this.
Exactly.
It's in increments. It's in steps.
Yes, and it's through the first awareness, becoming aware of the massive illusion of the...
Yeah, don't just believe everything we're saying. Just realize you're being conned. There's more to the world.
Yes, and then as you become aware of the delusion and the manipulation on the third dimension, and then you become aware of what we call the second awareness, is that God, whatever you want to call God, the universal creator, the loving intelligence.
We got to go to break. We have to go to break.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
And they have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you could bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste, now at 25% off. And that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale only lasts through November 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends November 30th.
Austin Fitz is going to be with us in the second segment of the next hour, 8 after. I want to go to calls, but George, you're making a really good point about how you read the New York Times and it's all this well woven together disinformation, rationales, and it's just a continual narrative of deception. It's a matrix of fraud. But when you know all the facts, then it's completely clear. But the average person, it's all written like it's reasonable. But it's a fantasy land. It's like people with fantasy football. I mean, they're acting like they're really running quarterbacks and on this little power trip. It's the same thing. They're all in this little box.
Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing because I have been studying this stuff for a long, long time. And the other day I was reading the New York Times, which is the number one publication, and I start reading articles about cap and trade or the vaccines or whatever it was, and I just let myself read it like without my own point of view, and I realized how incredibly seductive and believable their point is.
Because they'll mix a little truth in and have a smattering, yeah.
And they do this so well. And as you say, this is the Matrix. And what we're facing is so similar to the movie The Matrix. The illusion out there is just deeper, deeper, deeper than almost any of us can understand. And we have to understand that to get through this period of time and what the Mayan calendar calls 2012 or what the rishis in India call the changing from the Kali Yuga to the Dwarpa Yuga, this has all been prophesized for a long
time. Well, the elite believe there's a big change, but it's not going to be the end of the world. They believe they're bringing their system in, and they're actually trying to suppress people waking up because they know a big change is coming. Let's take some calls. Matthew in Arizona, you're on the air with George Humphrey. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you guys are doing great today, but I have something really important to bring up that I never really get, I never really hear on your show, and it's students at universities and how bad the liberal propaganda has been getting recently.
Well, we do talk about how they don't let people have free speech in a lot of universities. They bully the students. They call it liberal. It's not. It's really fascism. And it's anti-family, it's anti-male. They want to destroy the existing order so that everybody is basically destitute, institutionalized, and have to lean on the state. George?
Well, when I think of liberal, I think of Thomas Jefferson. I think of somebody with an open mind who is inquisitive, who is there, who wants to play by the rules, who has an open heart. To call these son of a guns liberal, and we all have these friends who are liberal Democrats.
Well, see, that's the Matrix. They think they're Thomas Jefferson and the average liberal, when really they're working for a eugenics death cult.
And the reality is that about 99% of the liberal Democrats in this country believe that they're doing the right thing. They think they're doing the right thing. They read the New York Times. They watch CNN. They've swallowed this lie hook, line, and sinker.
And they know their liberal paradigm isn't perfect, but it's better than that Republican paradigm, which is only another wing on the same bird. Thank you, Matthew. Don in Toronto, you're on the air. Go ahead, Don.
Yes. Hi, Alex. George, I'm calling from Canada, where the H1N1 massive vaccine campaign is in full throttle right now, and there have been reports of person dying of complications. Apparently, now
there's a bunch of reports of deaths all over the world: China, France, England, and they're really covering most of them up.
And I just wanted to ask George, you seem to see more police presence in Mexico. The army is everywhere due to the fight against the drug cartel.
The fight against drug dealers in our fingers.
Does George see increased militarization in North America?
There's no question about it. It's already happening.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break. Thank you so much, Don. Anything else?
Well, I just wondered if this H1N1 campaign goes any further and there's more deaths involved.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.